I didn't know at the time that this clue had already been found by scientists who were well ahead of me in the play. For many years, they have been carrying out full-scale research into the practical applications of the mathematical concept contained in that theory, Kathy speculated. The only way to traverse the vast distances of space is to possess the means of manipulating or altering the very structure of space itself, altering the space-time geometric matrix, which to us provides the illusion of form and distance. For distance is an illusion. The only thing keeping places apart in space is time. If it were possible to move from one position to another in space in an infinitely small amount of time, or zero time, then both the positions would coexist according to our awareness. By speeding up the geometric of time, we will be able to bring distant places within close proximity. This is the secret of UFOs. They travel by means of altering the spatial dimensions around them and repositioning in space-time. One hint that the U.S. government experimented with such technology came in December 1980 when Becky Cash, Vicki Landrum, and Landrum's 7-year-old grandson Colby encountered a large, glowing, diamond-shaped object hovering in the air near the small town of Huffman, Texas. The trio, supported by other witnesses in the area, said the object was surrounded by military CH-47 helicopters. Days later, the trio experienced painful swellings and skin blisters, along with headaches, nausea, and hair loss, all symptoms of intense electromagnetic radiation. In 1985, the three victims sought $20 million in damages from the U.S. government, but the following year, their suit was dismissed, based on denials by the government that any such craft existed in its inventory. Yet another small public exposure to exotic energy manipulation may have come with the accidental discovery of single-atom, monatomic elements in the 1970s by Phoenix-area cotton farmer David Hudson. His discovery was followed by several scientific papers exploring the mysteries of the atomic structure, nucleus deformation, and electromagnetism. Hudson himself obtained 11 worldwide patents on his orbitally rearranged monatomic elements, ORME. Hudson found that the nuclei of such monoatomic matter acted in an unusual manner.